This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. It's a $900 billion relief bill, and if U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is correct, checks will be mixed in with some of your late Christmas cards in your mailbox, perhaps next week. Julie Walker has this from Associated Press.
It's finally coming to millions of Americans after Congress finally passes a new $900 billion COVID bill after months of fighting. The bill includes a one-time direct payment of $600 to Americans who earn less than $75,000, $300 weekly unemployment checks, aid to businesses, and resources to vaccinate the nation. What it doesn't include is funding cities and states wanted, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
It's not as large as Democrats want. It's certainly larger than what many Republicans want. That's the nature of compromise.
He says Democrats will work on a new bill under the incoming Biden administration. And Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin on Monday said Americans could begin seeing stimulus payments as soon as next week. I'm Julie Walker.
Eurostar trains from London to Paris remained at a standstill for a second day today after France banned all travel from the UK for 48 hours because of a new strain of coronavirus in southern England. At the Eurostar terminal at the station in Paris, no trains were arriving from London, although services were still running in the opposite direction. Redouan El Hassali is a Paris resident, but a UK citizen. He's visiting his parents for Christmas.
I know I'm probably going to be on lockdown for longer than I expected, but I'm ready to spend it with my family since I'm alone here in Paris, so I'd rather be on lockdown there than alone here.
French and British officials are working to resolve the travel ban, which has also led to long traffic queues near the British port of Dover. This is VOA News. Britain said food was plentiful today, despite freight routes to the mainland Europe remaining cut off, and people should not worry about supermarkets running out in the last few days before their traditional Christmas feast. Large queues were seen outside several South London supermarkets on Tuesday. However, food retailers said they'd not seen any major changes in buying behavior. A U.S. senator said Monday that hackers who breached U.S. government agencies compromised dozens of Treasury Department email accounts, including those used by the department's top officials. Senator Ron Wyden provided the details in a statement after the Internal Revenue Service and Treasury Department briefed the Senate Finance Committee on the matter. Wyden said that while the hack appears to be significant, there is no indication those responsible compromised taxpayers. Data. He added that department officials do not know the full extent of the hackers' actions or exactly what information they stole. An American warship sailed through waters off the contested Spratly Islands in the South China Sea on Thursday in the latest challenge to Beijing's sweeping territorial claims in the region. The U.S. 7th Fleet said in a statement that the guided missile destroyer USS John S. McCain asserted navigational rights and freedoms in the Spratly Islands, said this freedom of navigation operation upheld the rights, freedoms, and lawful uses of the sea recognized in international law by challenging restrictions on innocent passage imposed by China, Vietnam, and Taiwan. China claims nearly all of the South China Sea, including the Spratly Islands, although Taiwan, the Philippines, and Malaysia, among other countries, all claim parts of it as well. A new report from the Air Force finds service members who are black are more likely to be investigated, arrested, and punished than their white counterparts. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has this report.
Air Force Inspector General's report finds a large number of black service members reported experiences with bias and racism. One-third feel that they don't get the same opportunities as their peers who are white and are less likely to be promoted to higher ranks, but more likely to be investigated and disciplined. One black squadron commander said there was little support, and it seems that if black service members make one mistake, it's the end of their career. The report comes as the Pentagon struggles with a broader effort to expand diversity within the ranks. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.